The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
10 days ago, a hitherto unknown Texan teenager by the name of Sella tapped out a tweet that read, "Ooh, I start this fuck-ass job tomorrow," followed by a half a dozen thumbs-down symbols. Someone showed the tweet to the manager of the pizza parlour that had just hired her, who tweeted back, "And no, you don't start that FA job today. I just fired you. Good luck with your no-money, no-job life." Judging by the response online, most people under 25 see Sella as a hero. She was exercising her right to freedom of speech. She didn't mention the name of the restaurant, so it was outrageous she got fired for it. But most people over 25 took the opposite view. They thought she'd behaved like a spoilt brat and deserved what she got. Yet both sides agree that to get the sack before you even start a job is pretty remarkable. Twitter appears to have changed how we work forever. But on closer inspection, Twitter has changed nothing. All it's done is speed things up a bit, which is a thoroughly good thing all round. In the old days, the girl would probably have been fired once she started snarling at customers. By ending the agony before it started, the company gained, as do Sella's putative colleagues, as no one likes working with someone so dedicated to moaning that she's begun before she has anything even to moan about. Even the girl herself gets something out of it, in addition to her brief celebrity, as she was relieved of a job she had decided to hate. The only thing wrong with the manager's tweet was its rudeness. The situation was of his making. He hired the wrong person. And in getting rid of her, he should have admitted his mistake and said sorry. All managers, even experienced ones, often pick hopeless people. That isn't surprising, given how hard it is ever to know what someone's going to be like until they start. What is surprising is how long it takes for the axe to fall on the misfits. Managers delay for three powerful reasons. They cling to the fond hope that the person will change, which they almost never do. They're reluctant to admit to having made a dud choice, and they shrink from the unpleasantness of having to fire anyone. Last week, I met a big-name CEO who is credited for having hired some of the most successful executives in the UK. He told me that he was no better at selection than the next person. Out of every five people he chose, one turned out great, three okay, and one awful. What he was great at, he boasted, was the speed with which he gave the duds the boot. His proudest moment was firing a senior executive after just one day on the job. Within hours of the man joining, a queue had formed outside the CEO's office of people complaining about the newcomer's abrasive style. By tea time, the CEO took action, told the man he'd made a mistake, apologised, paid him some money, and off he went. Both sides then pretended it had never happened. In those days, there was no Twitter, no news story, and no fuss. When something is wrong, it's not just the employer who knows it at once. An acquaintance of mine recently was headhunted to a new job on almost twice the money. By the end of his first day, he'd taken against the people, the atmosphere, and the pressure they were under. On the morning of the second day, he quit. And by that afternoon, he was heading back to his old employer. I'm not saying that everyone should leave jobs at the first hitch, nor that all disappointing hires should be fired instantly. Just that when the mismatch is fundamental, which happens more often than you'd think, there is no such thing as too quick. A man I know of was hired to a top job a couple of years ago. He was interviewed by half a dozen senior people, all of whom were impressed by his intelligence, his strategic thinking, and his apparent conviviality. Yet he turned out to be a disaster. He was arrogant and loathed by all the people who reported to him. It took a year to get shot of him, and by that time the damage to the business was prodigious. Had anyone consulted the CEO's PA, who escorted him from reception to the interview, things might have gone differently. When she took him up in the lift, he didn't meet her eye and barely responded to her pleasantries. She knew right away that it was never going to work. To ask security guards, receptionists and PAs what they think of job candidates makes every sense. If 360-degree appraisals are a good idea, 360-degree interviews are an even better one. In the former, fearful underlings shrink from telling the truth. In a 360-degree interview, they would rush forward to prevent the rude, the overbearing and the maladjusted from getting the job in the first place.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.